Tuesday, as California primary kicked off this year's election season, voters in November will determine 36 governorships and control of the closely divided U.S. Congress. Commentator Kevin Phillips, for one, is excited.
Not in living memory have we gone into a midterm election with Congress so tightly divided between the parties. The Senate is barely Democratic and the House is barely Republican. Should either party get to control both houses, their margins would still be tight, but the winning side's procedural ability to control the congressional agenda would be much greater than it is now. With things so tight, many factors could be held up as pivotal. Take the redistricting of House seats based on the 2000 census. Redistricting wasn't very important in 1982 or 1992, but even a few seats changing hands could swing things this November. The economy is an 800-pound gorilla, obviously. Since World War II, Republican administrations have always had either a full-fledged recession or a major regional downturn working against them in the midterm contests. This year, however, the GOP could have an economic recovery, for which it would get credit. On the other hand, some economists are talking about a double-dip recession. The stimulus from the Federal Reserve's 11 rate cuts and from federal spending after September 11th is kicking in now, this theory goes. But by late spring or summer, it might be wearing off, and the economy could sag again. In a normal midterm election year, how the economy turns out would be critical. Not necessarily this time, though. 2002 isn't a war year in the usual sense, but there's no doubt that the administration is trying to make anti-terrorism a long-term patriotic rallying theme. If there's no new terrorist strike by November, war imagery may be wearing thin, but the Republicans will get an unusual plus for handling a chilling situation. Suppose, however, that there's another major terrorist strike in May or August, and Osama bin Laden releases a new videotape saying, "Gotcha." The U.S. economy, public confidence, and Bush's leadership would all lose luster. Finally, we could have a second, more traditional war by November, most likely with Iraq. While voters would cheer at first, they'd also expect the fighting to be won almost as quickly as in the 1991 Gulf War. If the White House launches an attack in late October, that could backfire as blatantly political. But if combat starts earlier and is still going on in November, we'd have another Election Day question mark. Some observers simply shrug and say that whatever happens in the elections, Congress will still be closely divided. That's probably true, but it's also hard to imagine an outcome that doesn't make big headlines and give Washington policymaking important new tilts.
The comments of Kevin Phillips. His upcoming book is Wealth and Democracy, A Political History of the American Rich.